Good day, my lovely, lovely, lovely people. This is your girl, Sasha Hemmings, right here on Sasha's Talk. Now, it's a very beautiful day, a day to give thanks and to be appreciative of all life has to offer us. Now, first and foremost, I want to say a very special thank you to all my supporters, dedicated listeners, and if this is your first time tuning into the program, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Now, today, I have a very special show for you today because I'll be interviewing a very special guest on our program. So today's episode is going to be a little bit different from the usual. So, without further ado, let me introduce to you the multifaceted Jamaican-born, now living in the UK, Mrs. Alicia Mitchell. She has completed her degree in health studies, child psychology and social psychology, having a diploma in health and social care, a diploma in radiography, and a master's in teaching. She's here today to share her journey and experiences to anyone out there who might have doubts that because of struggles, you can't set out to achieve whatever it is that you are so desirous of achieving. She's here to inspire others by sharing her story and to show how she overcame many barriers using everything that was set out to destroy her as a stepping stone to her victory and to her personal and life successes. So, without further ado, let me welcome to the show a mother of two, now teacher in the UK, born-again Christian, and mentor, the lovely Mrs. Alicia Mitchell. Welcome to the show, Alicia.
Thank you, Sasha, for having me.
It's our pleasure having you here on the program, Alicia. Mm-hmm. You know, I can see that there's a lot behind the name,
indeed,
right?
Indeed.
So I just wanted to tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Alicia Mitchell and I was born in Jamaica and I migrated at the age of 7 and I am one of 3 children from my parents and I'm also a mother of 2 lovely boys and I consider myself to be outgoing, to be bubbly, I like to travel, I like adventure and yeah, just to enjoy life, yeah.
That's so awesome. So even though you've stated that, you know, you have migrated at that very tender age. Do you have any childhood memories of being here in Jamaica? And can you just take us up to the point or the events that led to your migration?
So growing up in Jamaica, me and my sisters, we were very, very close. And, you know, obviously our mom left us at such a young age. So we had only each other. I mean, my dad was here, but, you know, he was busy working and stuff. So we were really, really close. And I remember I had a period when I had mumps and I had the measles. And they had such responsibility to look after me. And they did do a good job. And at one point we were separated and my mom, she wasn't happy. So she decided that this is the time that she needed to file for us. So she took me first, being as I was a younger one. And yeah, it was really hard for my sisters when I left. But it was really a good thing because that's what her intention was, to go away and make it better for us. So yeah.
I know a lot of us can relate to this, you know, having parents that wants the best for us and will go the extra mile, you know, to make our lives better. So I know a lot of persons can relate to this. So what was your transition period like, you know, moving to an environment that is unfamiliar to you?
Well, it was, you know, for me, I thought about it and it was quite scary because I was leaving my sisters behind, and like any new environment, you're worried, you don't know how it's going to be and you have to try and fit in. So My most scariest moment was the first day of school, and I think probably I thought about it too much, what it would be like because of the stereotypes about people coming from Jamaica. So it was for me to go into that environment to show them me as a person and to, let my personality show. And I did just that, and I feel like within 2 weeks I fit into school perfectly.
So, you didn't face any form of discrimination or racism?
Well, not personally, and racism is everywhere. So, I couldn't sit here and say there's no racism in England because there is. But me personally, I haven't faced any of that. But it's been close to home because a cousin of mine, he has faced racism. So he was on the bus one day, and two white guys came on there and they decided to bully him because of the color of his skin. But being the person that my uncle and my aunt is, and are, I should say, they didn't let it go like that. They took it further, so it went on the news, and it got resolved in the end. But it was good for me to experience that, even though obviously it was hard for us to lose as family, but we learned from it. So in case it happened to any one of us, we know how to deal with it. So I think there was good and bad that came from that whole situation.
And it's a situation everywhere, as you stated,
Yes, definitely.
racism. So you cannot run from
You
it.
can't. You just have to know how to deal with
Deal with
it
it,
and obviously seek the help that's there because there are things in place. You just got to access those, resources for me.
right. So it has been a wonderful interview going
Pleasure is
so
mine.
far. So what we wanted to do right now is to just take a little break
Okay.
and just get back to the program.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.